Recognizing the high needs of gifted children is on the radar of the Park City School District. District Superintendent Dr. Ember Conley says it's about serving all students' needs.
Making sure that we're reaching the needs of our low-performing students at grade level, and then at the same time, looking at our grade level and high-performing students and pushing them to higher levels. The question's really asking, what do our kids need to learn? How do we know they've learned it? And what are we doing if they have learned it or if they haven't learned it?
She says Park City has a higher than average number of academically gifted children.
That is measured by a test called COGAT. And you take the top 3%, so they have to score a 97% or higher to really be designated, or for no better word, labeled as a gifted child. But then you look at the students that had even scored from 93% and above. It's a much higher percentage in the Park City School District than what's seen throughout the nation.
She says at one elementary school in the district, 90% of the students score in the top 90% on those tests.
And that just shows that we have some very bright students that need to be challenged at a different level.
When the gifted students are met with appropriate challenge, Conley says it elevates the educational level of all students.
And that not only helps our high achieving, but also our grade level and below achieving students, because it raises the rigor in the classroom. Really, when you look at the model that we're using, you are actually reaching the top 25%. You really are reaching more students than just that small portion that's tested. But then you look at just the ability for the teacher within the classroom to be able to differentiate. You begin reaching within the elementary close to 80% of your students.
The gifted program operates best, she says, by pulling students out of the classroom as well as working with the teacher in the classroom.
Where the students actually are taken out of the classroom and provided different project. It's usually project-based learning around their strength. And then we also use what's called a step-in model, where our gifted and talented specialists or coaches work directly with that classroom teacher in the classroom. They plan together. And it really takes, and you hear this, differentiation, but it takes differentiation to a higher level where we really are able to do small groups and to meet the needs of the students.
The Park City Education Foundation is helping to fund those gifted specialists. The district aims to have 3 full-time specialists in place next year.
We've already hired 1 full-time gifted and talented specialist. So what that does is it puts 1 full-time gifted and talented specialist at Ecker, and then it splits 2 people between the 4 elementaries, providing a half-time gifted and talented.
That's Park City Schools Superintendent Ember Conley. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.